This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Good morning. Welcome. It's Monday, but we're going to make Mondays great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top local stories, Alachua County Sheriff's Office, they're appealing that $15 million discrimination verdict. I guess that's not a shock for a lot of folks. I guess it was kind of common knowledge that's probably the way they were going to go. This was a $15 million jury award given to Sergeant Kevin Davis in early February. The motion asked the court to set aside the jury's verdict and to either have a new trial or enter a judgment for a directed verdict. ACSO said in the motion that the $15 million amount is grossly disproportionate. Well, if you're on the side of who's got to pay it, of course you think it's crazy, but people sat in a jury and listened to all of the evidence and felt like this guy had been through enough garbage and pain and suffering and all that, that he deserves a substantial award. The amount awarded for emotional distress is outrageous and bears no reasonable relation to the amount of damages proved and the injury suffered. It's not supported by the evidence, and it could not be in a logical manner done by reasonable persons, according to ACSO in the motion. Well, I mean, that is part of what a jury decides. It doesn't matter really what you think. Now, I told you that there would be an appeal, and that rarely with these large when they give the the plaintiff these large verdicts, they generally never get that amount. It gets all the headlines. You hear all about it. Mm-hmm. But actually, when push comes to shove and it's time to pay up, they usually either work out some sort of an agreement or a deal. But my understanding is that they really insulted him. The attorneys for ACSO listed $30,000 as a more appropriate award for emotional distress, claiming the plaintiff failed to prove the distress and said the award for lost wages should be reduced to $16,000. Well, your job lies in the balance. You're getting, you believe, unfairly. They're giving promotions and not to you. And if you're really going through all this, which clearly he had, and then you're sitting in a courtroom, that in itself, that whole thing, do you know how stressful that is? It's easy for the county to go, there's no stress. Well, yeah, no individual is going to foot the bill for this, but an individual felt the brunt of being mistreated at the hands of the then sheriff, Clovis Watson Jr. ACSO tried but failed to enter a motion for a directed verdict during the trial. The motion would allow the judge to enter the judgment in a party's favor before submitting the case to the jury. No, the jury spoke. Now, is $15 million, is that possibly excessive? Well, it could be, of course. Anybody, we live paycheck to paycheck. So $15 million, yeah.
I can get by on that.
Yeah, you've hit the lottery and then some. Yeah. But that's That's not how it works. They wanted to send a message that what you did was wrong, and wrong in a big way. And hopefully with this large award, you will never behave in that way again.
Because wasn't he looking for like 4 to 8? Something like that? It was like 3.8.
I thought it was
something.
3 something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they offer him $30,000. It's like, really? Yeah, that's a great negotiating start. I mean, give me a break. So we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah.
Sheriff's office contends the motions that Davis still doesn't have enough proof for a racial discrimination retaliation case. What do you mean? Of course. There was enough proof for that. Jury. Plenty of proof, apparently, based on the size of the award. Insufficient reasonable evidence upon which the jury could legally predict a verdict in favor of the plaintiff. The motion also said the ACSO attorneys met with Davis's attorneys on the matter, but were unable to reach a resolution. Yeah, you're unable to reach a resolution when your offer is $30,000 and the jury offered you $15 million? They should have just came back with the original amount that he asked for, plus, you know, whatever, 20%, and be done with it. Yeah. And for everybody that lives in Alachua County, elections have consequences. Yep. A lot of the people in the area apparently still haven't quite figured that out.
It's you look at the number of elections that happen in Alachua County, and you kind of wonder, it's like, will you ever catch on? And will enough Republicans actually ever get out and vote? Well, they'll whine and cry about it.
Well, apparently, yeah, like the power structure of the Republicans, what limitations they do have. Apparently, the ones that are wealthy, it's go along and get along. So they don't really put up a fight, apparently. Because they're, you know, they're okay with the way it is.
But then we're all left to stick with the way it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But if the people rise up, the grassroots, and say, this is not how conservatism works, this is not the planks of the Republican Party, and we're tired of it, we're not going to put up with it, but then you might have to throw out some of the power players, and really more importantly, it's not any faces or names you probably recognize.
Right.
They're behind the scenes with the big bucks.
That's why it may not always be the same people in office. It's the same kind of people in office.
Yeah. Yep. All right, North Korea is allowing tourism. That's one of the stories we want to get to. Also, I mean, the big story is Trump and Zelensky, man. That was like the WWF. Zelensky, when he came flying off the top rope.
Yes.
I was like, wow.
I was waiting for Trump to throw him out of the office. I mean, seriously.
Just about.
I really at one point thought he's going to say, get this piece of trash out of my office. I really thought he might go over the top, but he didn't.
Michael Goodwin in the New York Post writes a really perfect piece and also fills in some of the blanks, like Zelensky came to sign the mineral agreement, and then all of a sudden he became basically a jerk. What happened? Oh, what happened is he met with the anti-Trump Democrat idiots, and they brainwashed him. And, yep, he still didn't figure it out as it was going on. We'll fill you in. That's what we'll do. That's part of what we'll do to make your Monday great on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:16, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome to another day in paradise. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. We're going to make Mondays great. 6:21, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So, yeah, this Zelensky meeting with the president and vice president did not go well at all. And he was supposed to come and sign this mineral agreement. It was virtually a done deal. But he came in with a lot of attitude and ended up leaving kind of huffing and puffing. And never signed the agreement. Well, why did he come in there with that kind of attitude? Could it be because before the meeting with Trump, Zelensky met with the anti-Trump Democrats?
What?
Yep.
Shocking.
Who advised him to reject the terms of the mineral deal that the president was offering. So working against American interest.
Mm-hmm.
Working really against a lot of interest because by their actions, they want to keep the war going.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
It really is. I mean, they will go out of their way to do anything to mess things up for Trump. The problem is, it's going to mess things up for a lot of people. Not really for Trump. But the idiot Democrats, of course, still haven't figured that out. There's a lot of things they apparently haven't figured out. So listen to what Chris Murphy, who's really become kind of a thorn and a jerk of the Democrats out of Connecticut, which they think he's like climbing the political ladder. Good. Put all your money and all your eggs in his basket, okay?
Yeah, please.
Then push him down a hill.
Yeah.
Just finished a meeting with President Zelensky here in Washington. This is what Chris Murphy posted. He confirmed that the Ukrainian people will not support a fake peace agreement where Putin gets everything he wants and there are no security arrangements for Ukraine. So Murphy put that out on X at 11:15 a.m. on Friday. Yeah. Then 40 minutes later, Zelensky arrives at the White House. Now, Trump's out there, met his car, smiled, shook his hand. I mean, you know, the president is putting his best foot forward.
Right.
And then, as everybody knows, but if you didn't see it, this thing went off the rails pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you could tell President Trump was unhappy, angry.
Vance mm-hmm. was about to take his head off, I think, at any moment.
As well. And it was really, I mean, Zelensky really behaved like an arrogant ingrate who was not, you know, at the least bit, thankful. Not the least bit. The purpose of the meeting was to sign the mineral agreement he and Trump representatives had negotiated. He had twice refused to sign it after promising to, and thanks to Democrat Senator Murphy, we now know he had no intention of signing it Friday.
Wow.
So what was that all about? Well, what was it all about was he went out there and did his little grandstand routine and completely, I think, underestimated the power of Trump and the power of the Trump-Vance team.
I think he forgot he wasn't in a room with Biden.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He's used to, you know, having his way. Biden's not going to offer any resistance at all. Gave him everything he asked for, maybe, and then some.
And who knows what Zelensky knew about Hunter? Just saying.
Definitely
just tossing
had,
that out there. Is
he like, definitely had business dealings in Ukraine, little Hunter did.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I guess Murphy and the Democrats got the outcome they wanted. Fireworks at the White House. And then they could also perpetuate their fake, I guess it's Russia 2.0 now, their Russia narrative.
Wouldn't you think that eventually they'll figure out that's not sticking? I don't know. Maybe not.
No.
I guess
there's a lot of things, like I said, they haven't quite figured out, and maybe that's good, because we don't really want to see them in power, for sure. So, this guy Zelensky, it's too bad. He was kind of set up, but he went forward with it. He could have played it in a lot of different ways,
yeah.
But he did exactly the worst thing you could possibly do, and this is from the guy in the New York Post, Michael Goodwin. He said, talking about the Democrats and that, the logic is twisted beyond description, but any port in a storm will do. And with Trump off to the fastest start of any president in modern history, Democrats are desperate to be relevant. But it is a mark of their bad judgment. Zelensky, their new hero?
Yeah.
Yeah. He and they have zero chance of persuading tapped-out Americans that an open-ended commitment of their tax dollars and possibly sending troops to Ukraine is sensible? No. Americans are not in any way, shape, or form wanting to do that. Yep. It's not what Trump voters, it's not what we voted for sure. And in fact, the president even ran on bringing the war to a fast end and not sending our army to fight Russians. Yeah, Zelensky definitely failed, and he failed his people. And President Trump laid it all out there. But Zelensky listened to the Democrats, who don't hold power. And I don't think that they necessarily have his best interest. They just wanted to score a BS win against President Trump. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Zelensky might not continue to be the leader for all that long. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. And there's a lot more coming up and plenty of things to talk about. And the weather's going to be beautiful. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. I don't think they went to check out the hairstyles. Tourists in North Korea.
Yeah.
Details coming up. It's 6:38. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Monday. Can you believe it? We're into March, and
wow,
things are just popping up. Fat Tuesday this week. Ash Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And you shall behave until Easter, hopefully.
hopefully
and late Saturday night, you want to set your clock forward. Spring forward.
Yes.
And I guess Greg likes the daylight savings time, right?
Yeah, I like it when it stays light longer during the day.
Yeah, I don't know that you can really save daylight. It's not like a bank account.
Really? You just kind of put it in a box, bring it out later? No?
Yeah, I mean, you call it a flashlight, but that's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so lots of things are going on.
You had a busy weekend.
I did. Did the bike week thing. Stayed over in Ormond with some friends, and we had a wonderful ride over and up and down the beaches. And I got to tell you, the numbers look very, very good. If talking about tourism, and
yeah.
Yes, it seemed like it's better than it has been the last few years, which
that's awesome.
Makes a lot of sense. I think people are feeling more optimistic,
and we know if they even if the finances don't change, if they feel good about it, they'll get out and spend money and do things.
Exactly.
It's so psychological.
And everybody seemed to be in really, good spirits.
It's awesome.
Even got a little bit of tennis in, which I have not played in forever. And I got to get rid of my pickleball swing. It was like,
I was going to ask you, you've been stuck in pickleball mode. How does that affect you when you go back to, like, real tennis?
It took me a while to catch on. I was just, we were just kind of hitting back and forth, my friend John over there. And, and then we actually picked it up and played some.
Mm-hmm.
And, I played well. I mean, I won, but I'm a higher-rated player anyway. But it was challenging. it's because it's like what I wanted to do was rush up and be, like, on top of the ball.
Right.
Because you have a paddle. But no, you have a tennis racket.
Now you're back.
You've got another, two
thing.
Feet sticking out there,
uh-huh.
And I was jamming myself up. But anyway, it was beautiful, gorgeous day, and that's all that matters, right?
Awesome.
Yeah, meanwhile, Betsy was doing yoga on the beach.
Ah, there you go.
And she enjoyed that, even though she's not the most flexible person.
Uh-huh.
Pretty athletic, but not flexible. So, but what a good time.
Well, good.
Like I said, everybody in good spirits over there.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you? I know were you doing the schmooze tour? Were you out and about?
I was Levy County is where I was.
Oh, that's right.
The Republican folks had their get together. And what a lineup of folks that were there. I mean, Kat Kamick spoke, Stan McClain. You had Wilton Simpson. Ran into, of course, Sheriff Bobby McCallum. He was there. Always good to see him. Our state's attorney, Brian Kramer, was there. Chad Johnson was there. Didn't expect to see him. That was cool. So a lot of folks and a lot of Sky listeners in
Levy
County. They They loved them some Bob Rose show, so that's always, we appreciated that.
Well,
so it was really nice. Good to see everybody, and thanks for the invite. We had a great time.
Fantastic. North Korea. You could give me a free trip to North Korea. I don't think I would take up on it.
First on your list.
Well, it just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
But they have finally opened it up. These were the first tourists from the West that were allowed in for like 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And they were treated to what they called a surreal performance of North Korean school children dancing and singing, which I'm sure they're quite talented, but it was against a backdrop of animated ballistic missiles.
What?
Yeah.
That's your tourism welcome?
Well, that's ballistic North Korea missiles? Tourism, yeah.
Wow.
The unsettling choreography display was just the tip of the weirdness iceberg for the handful of thrill-seeking travelers from UK, France, Germany, Australia, who made the four-day trek to the Asian country's remote Rayzon region last week. Yep, and one tourist revealed the trip was so closely monitored by Kim Jong-un, his regime, that, you know, this guy had to even ask permission to use the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like vacation.
They said, they've had 5 years to fix things because these countries are, they're cognizant of how they could be perceived, even though the perception is accurate. It's in shambles. They heat their homes and cook their food with charcoal and lack of ventilation, and the electricity doesn't work but maybe 3-4 hours a day. Anyway, so they want to paint a pretty picture.
Right.
And apparently they're very sensitive about what they show the tourists. And this one of the tourists said, look, if this is the best they can show, I dread to think what else is out there.
Wow.
Yeah. First time in over 4 years that people were allowed to enter the notoriously secretive nation. Anyway, with the pandemic, they locked themselves down. And this, really, they've been locked down since then. This is them kind of opening things up.
Not sure that these reviews are going to make a lot of folks go, boy, that's where we want to go. I don't see that happening.
Well, if you are interested, it looks like Young Pioneer Tours is a company that facilitates trips into the country, was finally able to resume operations after being thwarted for the last half decade. All right.
Wow.
You said the North Koreans aren't robots. They have opinions, goals, a sense of humor even. And in our briefing, we encourage people to listen to and understand them. Okay.
Yeah, but the North Koreans got to be careful of what they say and to who.
No,
that's like you said,
true.
People are listening all the time.
You think? When they're at, you know, watching the parade go by and they're all smiling and waving.
Oh, yeah.
That's because they want to, right?
Sure.
Because they're super excited and happy.
They love their life.
Oh, that's sad.
It is.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Daryl Hannah, remember her? Yeah, she's still a stoopy lefty.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what she said. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Six 50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It is Monday. We're going to make Mondays great. One of your top stories happened on Friday. Trump and Vance meeting with Zelensky. And it didn't go well at all. And everybody's wondering, wow, what happened there? Well, what happened was Zelensky met with some, you know, anti-Trump Democrats before he went there to the White House. So he went in there with, well, maybe information and facts that was not really good information and maybe not so fact-filled. But he went in there acting in a very arrogant way. And that did not play well with Trump or Vance. He ended up leaving without signing the mineral agreement, which was the whole purpose of his visit. That was the purpose. But he thought he'd do a little grandstanding and thought he could, what, take the spotlight away from Trump? Hey, you can take the spotlight away from Biden. He's not even going to wrestle you for it. But Trump? Now, you're in a different league, pal. A completely different league. And apparently he didn't recognize that. And I think at one time Vance said, hey, through this whole thing, I don't even think you one time said thank you for the help that we have provided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so things are a little strained, shall we say. And, of course, the Democrats took the opportunity to try to make hay with it. It's Russia 2.0. It's all about Putin. Putin and Trump are buddies. And, you know, they had to try to play that card. Look, Trump came, you know, got voted into office. One of the reasons why is I'm going to stop that war. We're going to stop that war. And he was giving Zelensky a pathway to do that. Now, Zelensky, you know, of course, it would be hard to want to sign a peace agreement that you're not happy with the outcome of. So what do you do? You just want to keep fighting and seeing more and more of your countrymen dying?
Uh-huh.
And again, to what end? Oh, we can defeat Russia. You can defeat Russia militarily.
That hasn't worked out that well for the last 3 years.
I mean, it's just a matter of Putin going, I'm bored, boom, launch.
Or if we stop supporting them in general.
Yeah, and the mineral deal would theoretically put American workers on the ground, and then we would have a group of people to protect.
Yes.
That would stand as a very good reason for Russia not to, you know, fire weaponry, et cetera.
I think there's just a lot of pieces in this puzzle that the average American, because they're only hearing the headlines, that they don't get. They still don't understand how Trump works. They still don't. And obviously, Zelensky does not. It could have been a totally different day. But
and maybe
they listen to the Dems.
Yeah, maybe cooler heads will prevail at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Democrats want to chalk it up as some sort of a what a macabre win, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, there's going to be more bloodshed, and you're happy about that? They're just, they're weirdos.
Well, the left, it's like they hate Trump more than they care about Ukraine.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
that's exactly right.
That's what it comes down to.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth directed DOD, their civilian workforce, to comply with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency Productivity email, listing five things they accomplished after initially telling them not to reply. Yeah, now that was DOD on their own.
Mm.
Hegseth said, no. And apparently he released a video message explaining the shift. Quote, our civilian patriots who dedicate themselves to defending this nation, working for the Department of Defense, are critical to our national security. As we work to restore focus on DOD's core warfighting mission under President Trump's leadership, we recognize that we cannot accomplish that mission without the strong and important contributions of our civilian workforce. All right, so he's basically saying you need to send in what you have been doing. I mean, it's not a difficult task, and it's a really easy way to weed people if you refuse to respond.
I was so busy, I didn't have time to tell you what five things I did last
week. Nice try.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, or you want to play hardball. Like, I was guaranteed this job forever. It's like, yeah, it didn't really work that way. And in the real world, it definitely doesn't work that way. Hegseth signed a memorandum on Friday to all DOD civilian employees ahead of an anticipated email expected to be sent from the DOD on Monday. So there. They'll be getting one from DOD along with the one they already got from Pete Hegseth, but it will be requesting the five bullet points of accomplishment. Yeah. Mm. And he expects a response within 48 hours. And that's a good thing. Look, nobody wants to see a bunch of people lose their jobs. Anybody who's ever experienced the loss of a job or even like, you know, a loved one or a spouse has gone through that. That is difficult.
That is
stressful. Nobody wants to see that happen. But we have to also get this bloated government and this huge deficit and debt under some kind of control. And here's my hope. I think that there's people that are lazy hangers-on in those jobs And I think there's people that accomplish real work on a regular basis.
Right.
I hope the process does a very good job of differentiating the two. And if that happens, I think mostly good will come from it. I can't guarantee that the good hard workers, you know, are going to get to keep their jobs, but I think that's what they're going to attempt to do and how they're going to attempt to do it. It is 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show.